water shortages all across America, because if you can control the water, you can control the people. And of course, those of you who know anything about Santa Cruz, where I live, many years ago they were going to build a dam, would provide a reservoir, would provide water for the north part of Monterey Bay for, you know, for generations to come. But an organized, orchestrated effort was made to stop the building of the Zayanti Reservoir, even to the point of a campaign to preserve the Zayanti humpback slug, which didn't exist. It was totally mythical. All across the country, bumper stickers, save the Zayanti humpback slug. Letters, threatening letters sent from university professors to the water board, threatening to have them sued and to sue the city because they were going to threaten the endangered species. And now, of course, 30 years later, we have all sorts of water shortages. But they're doing this all across America, tearing down dams under one guise or another to create artificial water shortages and lower the level of the water. People are concerned about what's going on in Southern California. Hot, dry weather, terrible winds. Nobody ever asked about weather modification. Nobody ever asked what the government's doing with their HAARP project up in Alaska that allows them to change the jet streams, or the weather modification programs that allow them to take the moisture out of the air. They know exactly what they're doing, and if you doubt that they can create storms and droughts, why, you need to read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, written back in 1970, where he talks about in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts. And when you turn your television on today and you see the pictures of the flames in Southern California, a tremendous drought there. And am I saying they did it? We don't know. Everything is secret, top secret, in the name of, we can't let the American people know what the government's doing, because Osama bin Laden, hiding in the cave in Pakistan, would find out. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to be quiet and let you talk.
Well, Stan, I would never hope that you become quiet, so don't worry about that. You know, the whole dynamic, you talk about water, and that's certainly a big part of this sustainable development push here and around the world, here in Colorado, everywhere across the country. It's, it's an amazing dynamic, and if the listener views sort of a perspective, you know, that runs from the International Democrat Union, the consortium of so-called conservative political parties around the world, including the British Conservative Party and the American Republican Party, are members of the IDU, which calls for the international adaptation of the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights. In contrast, really at the expense of maintaining our Declaration of Independence. Well, that's the International Democrat Union, and the Democrats have the Democrat Leadership Council, which is committed to the same purposes. So we have our two major parties in this country, both committed to this internationalist design that calls for the abolition of private property, the reduction of human population, and the control of all human action. Well, that comes to us through the globalist program called sustainable development. But let me give that top tier of associations around the world that are really driving the priorities of the sustainable development movement. You know, that includes the United Nations. Certainly, they're the 800-pound gorilla in this analysis. And with them come the World Trade Organization, which manages the trade across the world to the ruination of national sovereignty and to the glorification of public-private partnerships and internationalist economic designs. And of course, the World Bank is there to help them with that. And what implements and benefits from all of this is a system of multinational corporations that are designed to work with the globalist government control all things that are produced. And behind that, of course, stands the globalist bankers and the giant globalist banking organizations around the world, and the big banks in the U.S. are certainly included in that. And all of that leads to a system of world government. But many people will say, oh, that sounds conspiratorial. All those organizations you named, they're just big and they're out of our direct effect. But that's not true, because what brings the globalist organizations to local level is the global-to-local program called Sustainable Development. Sustainable Development is designed to end national sovereignty. It's designed to abolish private property, to eliminate the family unit as the backbone of the American structure. So all of these things are pretty serious and ominous warnings. Why is it that American people don't pay attention to sustainable development policy? Well, I'll contend that it's simply a matter of time. We're going to understand and react to sustainable development policy at some time. The question I don't have an answer to, and I don't think anybody does, is will we react to it? Will we come to understand our enemy before it is too late? And clearly the point comes when it is too late to understand the meaning of sustainable development and have an opportunity to do much about it.
Well, you know, I think really the problem we have, Michael, is that we have people who want a dictatorship, who have a different worldview. They want to control us. Some of them are opportunists, after all, with the establishment. Then you get a lot of money and benefits and pensions and all sorts of wonderful things. I think the problem is it is so difficult for the average individual to believe there's anybody out there who wants to take away their freedom and are basically inherently evil. Go right ahead.
Well, and I'll expand on that for a moment. I mean, you look at the 17 or so people running for president in the United States. And with possibly one exception, every one of them is fully committed to the globalist program called Sustainable Development.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw, Freedom Alliance.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and Michael, go right ahead.
Well, sustainable development is designed to transform America. It means a new system of economics, a new governing system, and it's all done under the cover of sort of a spiritual environmentalism. So what they do is they operate on what they call the basis of the three E's. And by the three E's, they mean equity, economy, and environment. It's worth, you need to understand your enemy. You can't defeat an enemy you don't understand. So it's worth understanding. We've talked about this before, but it's worth the listener really understanding the three E's of sustainable development, what they intend for them to mean, and what, in fact, they actually mean. So let's look at those three E's quickly. Equity is means the restructure of human nature. Sustainable development, like communism, relies on a system of social justice that works to abolish private property in order to pursue the common good. The pursuit of a centrally determined common good ultimately requires the force of a police state to suppress individual freedoms. You know, this concept of changing our system of justice from the equal justice, that we're all equal under the law, the ideals of the Declaration of Independence, are being reinvented constantly into this system of social justice. You go to law school today, you know, my alma mater, Santa Clara University, proudly proclaims on the front page of its website to be an institution of higher learning for grasping the concepts of social justice. Well, you don't have to think too hard or too far to understand the difference between a justice system based upon equal justice and a social system designed to appeal to the government interests when you apply principles of social justice. You don't treat individuals as individuals under a system of social justice. You treat them as members of groups to be dealt with accordingly. So it's undoing the entire basis for the American experience. Our system of justice is being changed. The second E is called economy. Sustainable development relies on Fabian economics, which, like Italian fascism, rely on businesses that want the protection afforded by government's legalized force and government that wants the power of business. Today we call that public-private partnership. Sustainable development redefines free trade to mean centralized global trade that freely crosses national boundaries in order to affect an international redistribution of American financial and natural resources. We see evidence of that all over today, from the beginnings of the foreign aid dynamics to the effects we're now seeing on the dollar, to our tax policy at its core. We are working to redistribute our assets, whether they be in kind or simply financial assets, around the world. Today, timber owners across the West, ordinary, free enterprising forest owners, can't cut a tree. Here in Santa Cruz Mountains, it's illegal to cut a redwood tree. They're growing so thick the deer can't fit through them. But you can't cut a tree in the interest of saving the forest. Well, the guys who are partners, the guys who get huge compacts with the federal government and thereby become partners of the government, receive huge amounts of money, and they're the only guys who can get a permit to cut the trees. So what we're doing is shifting from an economy where the playing field is open, where free enterprise reigns, to a system where you've got to be anointed by the government officials, whereby you get some free money and the right to conduct your business while your neighbor is shut down. That's happening not just here in the Santa Cruz Mountains. It's happening throughout the West. Now, one thing, and I think it's part of the reason why you and I are as focused on this as we are, is that Santa Cruz was one of the original plot cities for implementing sustainable development policy. Before the world even knew the term sustainable development, Santa Cruz was using its devices to squeeze out private property, to destroy the idea of individual liberty here in this county. And because we live in such a delightful geography, the people have somewhat blindly gone along. The farmers have been taxed for the drawing of their own water. the timber owners can't cut a tree, home builders can't build a home, unless, of course, they become a partner with a local planning department. And that requires a whole other series of requirements for a guy. But basically, once you give in and become part of the public-private partnership dynamic, well, you're sort of like Schindler in Schindler's List, if you remember that movie. You become a partner of a totalitarian government. It's a position most of us don't want to take. It's a position we're all going to be subjected to, though, if we don't wake up and understand the enemy in our backyard.
And he, believe me, he's not over there in Iraq in a cave or in Pakistan in a cave. He's working within our local planning commission and within our local government. Think locally, think globally, work locally is the theme of those people who would enslave us. And they're willing to work full-time to take over the structure of government to control us. And the rest of us just want to be left alone. But they have no intention of leaving us alone.
Well, when you're under attack, you can dream about being left alone. The fact is that Americans are not going to be left alone until we either get rid of this scourge from our national borders or fall to it. There will be no in-between. It won't simply lift and go away. We're into the situation very deeply now. It's going to be hard, hard to come out of it. But we have a chance to come out of it, but not until we understand what we're really fighting. And that's why I work so hard on the issue of sustainable development through our organization and through our website, freedomadvocates.org, to bring this information increasingly to people who are definitely ready to get it and to do something about it. And the interesting thing, Stan, is that the communities around the country where I've seen the most activity with the distribution of our pamphlets are the areas where the best fight is coincidentally being fought for bringing this information to the hearts and minds of the people. And once that happens, the rallies begin to occur to push this stuff out. And, of course, that reaction has been strongest in those areas that have pursued the sustainable policies most fully, places like northern Alabama or central Wisconsin and southern Oregon. So there is hope, but there is no hope if we don't begin to really understand what's threatening us. So we talked about the ease, the equity, a new system of justice, the economy, a new system of economy, replacing free enterprise with public-private partnership. And the third E, the one that sort of supercoats these other ones and causes people to jump on board without understanding what they're jumping on board of, is the idea of environment. Sustainable development is about protecting the environment. Well, that's just bunk. The environmental E of sustainable development is the cover for the transformation of our system of economics and our system of justice. And if you don't value the traditional notions of American economics or American justice, then get ready for what we're going to be prepared for, which is a world where freedom does not exist, where human beings under the sustainable development dialogue are to become biological resources to be used in furtherance of globalist objectives. That means reduced population. It means shorter lives. It means an increase in poverty and an increase in death. There is nothing redeeming about any of the sweet songs that come out of sustainable development ideology. It is all about creating a tyrannical world government. So that's why I encourage your listeners. Sustainable development policy is throughout Colorado. The governor of Denver is one of the leading domestic advocates. He's a knowing player in the globalist remake of America. So anyone living in Colorado has plenty to worry about. You've got plenty of natural resources there that are being made off limits for human use. You've got landowners who are losing their rights to use the water that sits on their own land. The problems in Colorado are as deep as they are here in California.
And, of course, what most people don't understand is there really are people who pretend to be concerned about us and to believe in freedom and, oh, my goodness, you know, oh, we want to do everything we can to cut taxes. But they do not understand these people are globalists. They have no loyalty to America. They embrace this idea of a world government under a ruling elite, and they anticipate being part of that ruling elite.
Well, I think that's exactly right. You think back to The Art of War by Sun Tzu in the 5th century, a Chinese writer. And he says, you will not win your battles if you do not understand your enemy. How many Americans really understand sustainable development? I don't find very many. All Americans are frustrated about the path that we're on. That's why the ratings on Congress and the ratings on the executive department are so low. But we have no alternative, because every Democrat candidate for president is a big-time supporter of sustainable development policy, and so are the so-called leading Republicans.
So into that, and the one man who stands against that, against all of these things, Ron Paul, is almost never mentioned, even though time after time when there's a debate, he wins the polls afterwards, and then they take the polls down. They can't let the American people know they really do have an alternative. But then how many out there in the listening audience are donating financially out of Ron Paul or organizing groups or getting videos to show their friends to introduce them to a man who stands on the Constitution? And the trouble is that everything going on today is unconstitutional. It's a violation of our laws. But there is an elite group, a group of very wealthy and powerful people epitomized by Al Gore, who have an agenda, who want to, of course, convince us we've got to have all these terrible new programs or else we're all going to simply be incinerated by global warming, and the whole country is going to burn down because of global warming. And yet, of course, this is an elitist concept. Al Gore certainly flies all over in his jet planes, you know, and, of course, it's very expensive operating jet planes. And he has a big house that uses, you know, more energy in a month than most people would use in a year. But he has a different agenda. He is part of the ruling elite. They don't have to conserve. It's just you and I. And to conserve, we're going to have to be forced to do it by the government. And he will be one of those people working behind the scenes. And this whole thing was planned by a powerful group of elite people back in 1992 on Prince Charles's yacht. And Al Gore was there as they laid out the plan for sustainable development in preparation for the Second Earth Summit in 1992. Long-term planning, that was what, 15 years ago. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
Well, it was George Bernard Shaw who said back at the beginning of the last century, he was an early political rabble-rouser in this engine that now goes by the term sustainable development. He said, we'll crawl like a turtle for decades until we get to a point where we've got to get to the other side, and we'll flash into the open, and when we get to the other side, we'll have the world in a new form.
That's right, and they want to change the world.
Well, sustainable development is the action plan where the globalists run through your community, restructure it, destroying private property in the process and individual liberty. And that's why people've got to get wise to the signs of sustainable development in their community.
Amen.
Sustainable development policy is in every community across the
world. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw.
Be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Michael Shaw from the Freedom Alliance. Michael, before we go on, I want you to get your web page out. I want you to get your information on how people can get in touch with your ministry.
Well, it's Freedom Advocates, not Freedom Alliance.
Freedom Advocates. I apologize.
That's fine. FreedomAdvocates.org. And easy to go to the website. We've got hundreds of analysis and stories and evidences of sustainable development policy around the country and around the world. You can learn a lot. And I always like to say that it's school teachers and students that really need to take a look at this website. It's a tremendous source for material for writing and understanding this dynamic. And of course, every community needs leaders that are going to understand what we're really up against, so that the people can be mobilized in their own defense and in their own protection. Because as sustainable development policy really begins to flourish, that 10 generations of Americans have known as the land of the free and the home of the brave will become the land of the controlled and the home of the engaged, the roped up and enslaved. You know, this is really the ultimate test that America's ever faced. I mean, we've gone to wars, world wars in the last century. No test of American character or spirit is a fraction of the test that the globalist movement called sustainable development is. But I think to really understand sustainable development, we've also got to understand who we are as Americans. And part of that process certainly is to understand what private property is. You know, most people today, our schools don't do the job of teaching us the philosophical basis of what private property is and what that means in our individual life. And so it's important now, if we're going to fight against this demise, to understand what it is. You know, Sun Tzu said, you not only have to know your enemy, you've got to know yourself if you're going to win wars. And so we've got a double-pronged test ahead of us across America. That is, we've got to understand what private property and what the history of the United States is is reflective of. And we've got to understand the globalist movement, the global to local movement, masterminded by the principles that you can find in the sustainable development dynamic. But let's take a look at private property, because so many either haven't learned or have forgotten what it is. You know, to make a quick analysis of private property, we can say that the character of private property is unsubsidized productive effort. Productive effort. And its corollary, voluntary trade. That is trade that's unmanaged by the globalist political machine. The ideals of private property protect the freedom to think and the freedom to express, because the ideals of private property require a culture's adherence to the principles that guarantee to each of us equal liberty, a freedom of action. Freedom of action is limited by the respect for the property of another. In other words, I can't freely go into my neighbor's house and use his pantry because it's not mine. I've got to respect his private property. A spontaneous order results from voluntary trade, and that causes mutual benefit and societal gains. That's why America has progressed so well over several centuries. You know, really, the idea of private property is not difficult to understand, but largely, our children do not receive this message. Instead, they are now learning to foster shortage with the consequences of reducing population, all as a result of the implementation of sustainable development policy. Now, that's the character of private property. Let's look at the essence of private property. The essence lies in an owner's determination of use. Private property is not a thing. It's the relationship between a person and something. The essence of the relationship is the owner's determination of a property's use. To be who you are, to own your own self and the product of your energy, and to possess the authority and responsibility for your actions, these are the foundations for your pursuit of happiness. A society with rising happiness promotes genuine peace and prosperity. Such a society pursues the ideals and institutions of individual liberty and its corollary, private property. Well, today, the politicians and insiders are transforming America. Our country is being changed from a nation rooted in private property to one based on a different system of economics, that is, public-private partnership. 50 years ago, that was called fascism. Now I want to give a few illustrations that demonstrate the transformation from free enterprise to public-private partnership. The first illustration I'll give is that of eminent domain. Americans have lost the federal protection of the unalienable right to the use and enjoyment of private property. The U.S. Supreme Court in the 2005 Kelo case greatly expanded the use of government takings power by eliminating the public use requirement of the Fifth Amendment. The decision allows an ongoing proliferation of public-private partnerships. The globalists and their sustainable developers needed Kelo in order to destroy the intended constitutional protection of private property.
I think it's important for people to understand that certainly eminent domain meant that if they needed a piece of your property to put through a highway or maybe even to build a school, that was for public use, and you would be compensated for your property, but certainly you couldn't hold out for an unreasonable amount. What has happened, of course, with Kelo is that now they can take your money, your property away, and then give it to a developer, maybe a friend of people on the board of supervisors of the city council. Under the guise, well, he's going to use your property better than you would. He doesn't have to buy it from you. We'll simply take it away and give it not for public use, but to a private individual. And that's an entirely different interpretation of eminent domain, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. It changes you from a system of free enterprise where, you know, what's yours is yours and it's respected, to a system of public-private partnership. That is, if you are not anointed, if you're not in with the government guys, you don't do business. Now, the best illustration today of the public-private partnership dynamic is this so-called Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, the title of Trans-Texas Corridor is a bit misleading, because what this is it's a quarter-mile infrastructure layout, including highway and utilities and other underground features that will extend from central Mexico throughout Canada and spread all through the U.S. in the process. The idea is to take a system of existing and unbuilt roads, convert the existing system of roads, including Interstate 35 down in Texas, into this transnational corridor that will be, the roads are to be sold by, in this case, the state of Texas, to Sentra. And Sentra is a Spanish corporation that will build some roads, take ownership of other roads, and charge a fee to all of us on these already paid for roads, charge a fee to all of us to get on the road. It's a classic example of internationalist public-private partnership. The idea is that China will ship goods, they'll undock in Mexico, get on a truck into the United States.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Why is Limumui in Fukuoten renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Limumui, a delicious, bioavailable drink packed with Fukuoten, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fukuoten a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Limumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Mankey Auto Body and Brighton says staying in shape and lowering your fat intake reduces the chances of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with your own commitment to better health will help you to keep fit for life. This message from the concerned staff of Mankey Auto Body, where they do everything in auto body, fender repairing, and complete painting services. They also work with insurance companies and insurance adjusters. Remember, for the best in auto body and fender work, it's Mankey Auto Body with four locations in the Brighton area. Call for estimates on road service at 303-654-1191. That's 303-654-1191 or visit them at www.mankeyautobody.com.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to? Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it out. Return the prize.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw, and Michael Shaw with Freedom Advocates here in Santa Cruz is talking about sustainable development, and he's got some great pamphlets on it. He's got a lot of great information available through his ministry, and not only that, but the website is there. The question is, do people really value freedom? Freedom is under attack. The people on the other side know exactly what they're doing. And a little bit by little bit, they're taking away our freedom until eventually there'll be no freedom left and we will be living in a fascist society. Because there are people who really want fascism. Those people who run the fascist society, benefit tremendously. And a lot of people will go along because, at least for the time being, that's how they make a lot of money and great wealth, going right along with government and paying off the government officials. And if anybody out there doesn't believe that government officials get paid off regularly, I think you're sadly mistaken. And, of course, the biggest crooks of all are never prosecuted. A lot of small-time crooks of the Randy Cunninghams. You know, they make a big example out of them. But the people who are making hundreds of millions of dollars, very, very seldom ever go to prison. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, so eminent domain is a major tool undoing the protections against eminent domain that are given to us by our Constitution or protected by our Constitution are being undone by our courts today. But a second major plan for abolishing private property is what they call the action plans. The action plans are the land use element of sustainable development, and it breaks into two programs. One's called Smart Growth, and the other's the Wildland Project. Now, these action plans are designed to implement a revised system of operation, of economic operation in America. If you see this map, you can come to our website, and we've got it posted at a number of the writings. The map was prepared by Dr. Michael Kaufman and some others back in 1994 when the UN's Biodiversity Treaty came for approval to the United States of America. That Biodiversity Treaty was going to establish wildland zones and smart growth zones across the U.S. Now, the wildland zone covers over 50% of the land mass of the United States. On the map, they're indicated as red sections. In these red sections, there's to be no human involvement. In other words, no resource extraction. Nobody's to live in these areas. They are simply to be set aside for the animals. And much of the rest of the map is filled with yellow areas. These are areas that are to be subservient to the wildland areas and managed in accordance by public-private partners. That's why there's so much pressure on ranchers and on farmers today, because to implement the land use program of sustainable development, they've got to be moved off their property. And the use of that property must be put to the globalist end. And for most of the land mass in America, that means that all the resources are off limits for human beings. That's why you can begin to understand when the sustainable development Bible, this biological dynamic that sustainable developers are focused on, calls for the elimination or the reduction of human population in an industrialized world down to 1 billion people. That's an 85% reduction in human population in order to affect the land use programs of the Wildlands Project and Smart Growth. Now, Smart Growth is where all the people are supposed to go, in these stack 'em and pack 'em New Age cities. Here in Santa Cruz, the lovely West Side suburban neighborhood of Santa Cruz is now being talked about and designed for the implementation of high-rise, stack'em and pack'em, government-controlled housing units in the place of the single-family homes that are existent there now. This dynamic is happening across the country, where homeowners are now next on the docket for being sliced down as our neighborhoods convert to standard smart growth, government or public-private partnership-owned housing units, where people's transportation systems are limited and where their jobs are assigned, this is the ultimate end, and where the food is served in communal kitchens in accordance with government food standards. America, as private property slips away, will lose all of its independence. It was George Washington who said that freedom and private property are inseparable. Protect your private property. Protect your neighbor's private property. Come to the aid of the ranchers and farmers out there whose water use is under attack or whose production use is under attack, who's under attack from so many ways. So many of them are falling by the wayside now. It's time to support our rural landowners, because if we don't, their land will become wildlands areas, it will be inaccessible to you and I, and the resources will become untapped as our population goes into a period of increasing struggle.
Well, I feel we are entering a period of chaos and crisis, and the average American doesn't understand it's all planned. There really are people out there with a different world view. A different desire, because I believe these people are motivated by powerful spiritual forces there is no other logical explanation why people are doing what they're doing today. And the fact that the average American doesn't understand what's happening simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Michael, once again, let's get your website out and your telephone number.
It's freedomadvocates.org. We can be reached at 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. And I'd like to make a request of your listeners in Colorado, Dr. Stan. And that would be this. If you've got issues in your community or your county or across your state that you think fit into the sustainable development dynamic, we'd like to hear about it. We'd like to hear about any organizations that are established to counteract this insidious influence that's happening at all levels of government. If you just want to know if a scenario fits into a standard sustainable development dynamic, let us know. We want to bring more attention to Colorado.
God bless. Thanks so much, Michael. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. I'm going to be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it, Al. Return the prize.
The issue of sustainable development is important. We have a great syllabus, and of course it goes along with my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. Because behind everything is this move towards the world government, the new world religion, the new world leader. It is the common denominator behind everything going on today. And behind that, powerful spiritual forces. Let me suggest our syllabus on sustainable development and the DVD, or I should say the video on sustainable development, and then of course we have a 4-tape set on sustainable development, and you need to have this information so you can discuss it intelligently. And the syllabus has, of course, the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf of the people of great wealth, how they're going to control you, what they intend to do, how they intend to redistribute your wealth to other countries and people living in other lands. It's all there in the Earth Charter. If you haven't read it, you should. And if you can't get one, why, we'll send you one free of charge if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. But we hope you'll get the syllabus because it's got the Global Biodiversity Assessment, where they actually talk about the necessity for cutting back on the number of people in the world. These are vicious people. They create wars, not to win wars. You don't think we went into Vietnam to win, or you don't think we went into Iraq to win the war? Read General Sanchez's recently a speech where he tells you that the best thing we could hope to get out of Iraq today, after in command in Iraq for years, the best thing we can avoid, we can do is avoid defeat. That's all. Read, in fact, his speech is going to be my newsletter, not the next one, but the one after that. You have never read what General Sanchez said, and the total frustration he and the other generals feel, being forced to fight another no-win war. But he doesn't understand, of course, there are people who really want to kill off millions of people. That's why we never tried to stop AIDS. Oh, we're so concerned about AIDS. We're not trying to stop the epidemic. We've already killed at least 50 million people and another 30 or 40 million infected. We've killed 100 million people with malaria by outlawing DDT. They know what they're doing, but they don't want you to know. There is a population control agenda. You need to get my talk on, it's a DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide. Another more extensive discussion on that subject, planned population reduction. You need to understand they're poisoning us with aspartame and MSG, with certainly giving us vaccines that do not serve any useful function, with the mercury in the vaccines, the influenza vaccine. Why are they telling everybody to get an influenza shot? They don't work. They give you influenza, but they contain mercury, and they'll destroy the minds of your children, of your pregnant women, of your elderly. They'll lead to Alzheimer's disease. Now the seventh leading cause of death in America. But aren't there too many Americans around? I mean, Social Security and Medicare aren't going to work unless we kill off a large part of the population. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. You need to hear my talk or read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk, Forbidden Secret. You need to get the four tape set on the secret behind the secret, four tape, four CD. You need to get our four tape or CD set on the supernatural. There is another dimension. Ladies and gentlemen, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Look at our DVDs. Listen to our programs. Read our newsletters. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American...